Right. Notice when you're telling this that a major section of this is a comment by the storyteller directly to the audience explaining Jewish customs. Now, this has been an area of controversy in the interpretation of Mark. The general assumption is that this is a sign that Mark is writing for Gentile readers. What it is, I think, is that this is a way of including Gentiles in the potential audiences of the gospel so that they will not be confused about the dispute going on between Jesus and the Pharisees. So the tone of this needs to be a tone of inclusion and of welcoming various people into the hearing of this story and participating in the audience in that way. It doesn't mean that they are either even the dominant group in the audience. It just means that Mark is actively seeking to include them. Another issue is then, how do you present the words of the Pharisees? And I would suggest that you present them very sympathetically. That is, to present them on the assumption that the listeners can identify with them and that they have those same questions. Now, the questions in regard to the dietary laws and the washing of hands and so on are very interesting because we have largely adopted Jewish practice in the ancient world in our customs now in regard to washing our hands and washing food and washing pots and pans. We have confirmed that this is good hygiene and that people are healthier and do not get as many diseases if they wash their hands and wash their dishes and their pots and so on, which was not the general custom in the ancient world. So there's a way in which Jewish custom and tradition then anticipates the developments in modern cleanliness and so on. However, what was behind that, or what also accompanied it, was a series of very restrictive laws in regard to what made people unclean. And so, if you know anything about kosher law, it is very, very highly restrictive in relation to the sinks that you have in a kitchen, how you handle animals' blood, all manner of things in relation to butcher shops and how they are conducted and how the preparation of food goes on in the house. So this was one of the major things that separated Jews from Gentiles in the ancient world and to a significant degree for those who observe those practices today. Now, the purity laws then were around both how food was fixed, but also what food could be eaten. So, for example, Jews did not eat any pork, nor did they eat certain kinds of seafood, and regarded that as being unclean. The reinterpretation of the tradition that Jesus advocates, and that has become then the dominant practice in Christianity, is that all foods are clean, and that there isn't any food that in and of itself defiles a person or makes them unclean or impure. Rather, it is what comes out of a person, and that's what needs to be paid attention to. Well, in this case, Jesus then criticizes the Pharisees, his dialogue partners, strongly for their being adamant about certain dietary laws, but not being concerned about other things that are of far greater importance in relation to the law and the commandments of God. The conclusion of this short thing, which is an edited, highly edited version of Mark's story is that Jesus is addressing at the end the crowd. Now, in that conversation, he is teaching them. Now, it's, listen to me, all of you, everybody in the audience, and in his context, everybody who was gathered around him. And the focus of his attention is then on identifying the intentions of the heart. And it is there that one finds the origins of evil, not in the foods that one might eat. And so this list of the potential sins of people is a list of encouraging people to reflect on and to examine their interior intentions. That is where, then, evil things come from. And Jesus' teaching here is urgent about needing to pay attention to what's going on in your heart, because that's where evil things come from.